Indeed, we have a whole of health system crisis in Donegal. We have an inadequate NIDOC system. We need to strengthen our primary care. We don't have enough beds in our community hospitals, and all of this presents as the crisis at the emergency department. And my serious concern is that the paramedics and the ambulances, the nurses and doctors in the emergency department, and indeed throughout Letterkenny Hospital, are carrying the brunt of this crisis. It's impossible conditions that they're working in. I've been speaking to the INMO on Friday, who represent the nurses, and the stories that I've been told are absolutely harrowing. It is an impossible situation, and I'm again going to be raising this with the Taoiseach in the Dáil this week, appealing for the Minister for Health to get to Donegal and start to turn this around.
But a visit is all well and good. What's really needed is funding to follow that visit.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be serious here. We need to get together the HSE, who run the community hospitals and the primary care system in Donegal. We need to get the SAILTA Hospital Group, who are responsible for Letterkenny University Hospital, all into the one room with the Minister for Health. And we need the resources. That means beds, nurses, doctors, the proper number of beds, nurses and doctors in our community hospitals and in Letterkenny University Hospital. It is just second-class citizenship for our patients up here, and a second-class citizenship for our nurses and doctors. It has to stop.
There is a variety of issues affecting the hospital that is creating that perfect storm, not least the COVID situation. Would you like to see for mask wearing and social distancing to perhaps be reintroduced in a way of alleviating pressures potentially on Letterkenny Hospital?
Well, in fairness, the crisis in Donegal, was there long before the pandemic ever came along. Before the pandemic came, we had 19 people on average every single day on trolleys in Letterkenny Hospital. We had a full capacity protocol. That's before the pandemic ever came along. Of course, it's making it worse. I mean, I do see a large number of people still wearing masks in enclosed spaces across Donegal. But the reality is that we have a dysfunctional, under-resourced health system for far too long in Donegal. And these issues are not because of the pandemic. They're because of underinvestment for years across our health system. Our paramedics, our nurses and doctors, they just cannot be expected to keep going in these conditions. And they need the Minister for Health now to show the leadership, get up to Donegal, get a grip of the HSE, the SAILTA Hospital Group, and resource them in a way that's needed.